it's always done. The steps are only one part of expressing the dance. The sad thing is, too many people focus on the steps as if the steps are the dance. The steps are a tiny, tiny part of it. So what we should be doing, and we dance backwards these days. Today, what we do, is music goes on, we get up and dance. That's incorrect. Traditionally, what would happen? Put some music on, you relax with friends, you listen,
have a drink
or whatever, talk, sit, absorb the music, let the music inspire you, and once you finally, and the music's running through you, all of a sudden then you're in the mood, then get up and dance. So then you're dancing not just movements, but you're actually dancing because you've made a connection emotionally with the music, etc. So we don't do that as often these days. We live in a very fast-paced life and we don't stop. And it's all about the destination, it's not about the journey.
No one stops to smell the roses.
No.
I do. I do too, because they're so great.
I get allergies.
Why am I actually going to do a TED talk? Yeah.
So these are important factors that we sort of need to understand. So when we're trying to dance, the best way to learn to dance is to actually listen to music. And every now and then, while you're listening to music, even stop and analyze and go, okay, what instruments have I heard like we did before? We listen to the instruments and then try to understand a little bit about the expression. And then all of a sudden you'll hear so many more things in the music that you didn't hear before. You'll start noticing the different roles of different musical instruments played. Greece is one of the few countries in the world that uses a trombone as a leading instrument, as a solo instrument. The trombone used in Greece is a rotary valve B flat trombone. Everyone else knows a slide trombone. This one has keys, and it's in. And what the bands normally did was, before they had PA systems, they would have either percussion or rhythm instruments, so they can be heard far away. So in my village, they played with a violin and a frame drum, like a tambourine. And they would have three or four frame drums, usually three frame drums and three violins. And they would sit or stand in the middle of the crowd, and you'd hear the percussion. Most people hear the percussion, and they'd usually go to the person dancing in front, etc. And so that person can hear the melody and everything else. The rest of the people will simply be following along with the percussion instruments. The trombone was then picked up on some of the islands and used for that reason, because the instrument travelled so far and it could be heard, and it was one of the reasons why it was used. Now we rarely ever see it on the islands. The hammered dulcimer that we also heard playing is an instrument that we mainly hear on the islands, the sanduri. And there the bands would consist of violin, lute and hammered dulcimer. Or sometimes it would just be the hammered dulcimer, the sanduri and the violin. But normally it's those three instruments. If they had an additional instrument, like had an additional lute, that lute would then also play melody as well as playing rhythm. So now in modern day recordings we often change that, and we've changed the mix, so all of a sudden the songs sound different. We need to remember that not all recorded songs are made for dancing. Some are made only for listening. So some musicians will record a song and they'll play it really, really fast, only to show how good they are, technicians in playing instruments, playing a really complex melody really fast, but there was no intention for that to ever be danced. And if you try to dance it, it's almost ridiculous. It just looks funny.